What is the word, y'all? This is Devontae, this is Reaper Training, and y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And today, man, I gotta speak on what seems to be the hottest topic on social media right now, and that is Kyrie Irving. Now, if y'all have been following my podcast and my YouTube channel for a while, y'all know that I've spoken on, you know, black inequality and racial issues before on the podcast, and I've done a lot of talking about it. But I might piss a couple people off with this podcast, but I gotta keep it 100% real, right? Before I say anything, I'm gonna preface this with two statements, right? The first statement is, if you guys follow closely the Black Revolution in the 1960s, where, you know, they started fighting for civil rights and everything like that. If you guys follow that movement closely, and you look at it, the Black Panther Party, as extreme as they were thought to be, they weren't that extreme, but as extreme as they were thought to be, they had Chinese people with them. They said they have a famous picture of two Chinese people with a sign that says Yellow Peril supports Huey P. Free Huey P. Newton, right? Martin Luther King had white members of his groups when they did their protests. So black empowerment never meant to put down another race, ever. Black empowerment never meant that black power means I'm better than you or I'm better than you. No. What black power meant was a statement that I love. It's a phrase that I heard from an interview a long time ago. And that statement was, you are no better than nobody else, but nobody else is better than you. The black community and black people have contributed a lot to the world and to history. That doesn't make us better than anybody else. That just makes us want to appreciate what we've contributed. German people have contributed things. English people have contributed things. South American, Native American, like whoever you want to look at, they've all contributed something to this book of life that we have in the world, from technology to war strategies to everything, right? But it was never meant to oppress or disrespect or cast aside other races of individuals. And that's something that I feel like a lot of black people have confused. It was never supposed to be that, right? The reason why it was never supposed to be that is because you're supposed to learn from history. That's why you study history. If at any point in time we ever got our shit together as a group and a community and started running shit as black people, if we didn't take heed from history and not do the dumb shit and not do the oppressive, like, the oppressive politics that, you know, the people before us did and that put us in the situation that we're in, then if we ever got to power, we would do the same mistakes, and then we'd be the people that are oppressing and harming others. That is the reason why most, like, political figures and leaders in the black community never preached fuck white people or fuck this and fuck no, because they understood the damage in the power that those words had. Words have power. What you do has power. Your gestures have power. Your symbolism has power. So they were careful with that. Now, getting into Kyrie, I'm gonna preface this by saying I don't like Kyrie Irving, right? So if you listen to this, you like, this sounds, one, I didn't like him, and two, off the first statement I said, well, it's all gonna come together. I'll get into it. But anyhow, going into Kyrie Irving, right? First and foremost, all right, so he shared a link. He shared a link about, it was a movie. I'm gonna be transparent and say I have not watched the movie. I have not, and I'm not going to make any statements on the movie. The reason why I'm doing this podcast, even though I haven't seen the movie and I haven't read the book, is because of one thing only. when an entire group of people say that they are deeply offended by something, say that something's very venomous. Well, I will say this. I've read notes and different reviews and things like that about the gist of the book, because I didn't, you know, I didn't want to read the whole thing. When I read and listened to it, the one thing that stuck out to me was that I think a part of the book was they said that the Holocaust was a hoax. Now, I'm gonna put this in the opposite shoe, because right now, in today's world, we have a very, very hard time with being empathetic, putting ourselves in somebody else's shoes. So I'm gonna flip this. In the Black community, if any of you guys have ever heard of a movie, it's called The Birth of a Nation, right? If you haven't heard the movie, look it up. It's extremely... Now, one of the ways that they describe the movie, that Kyrie shared, was they said it was venomously anti-Semitic. If you want to know a venomously anti-Black movie, that movie is The Birth of a Nation, right? That movie is in the American Archives of America. Like, they save that. Like, it's on the level of a national treasure to other, like, things in America. Like, if you think I'm joking, look up Birth of a Nation, and it will tell you it's in the American Archives, right? In D.C. That movie was the catalyst of a lot of lynchings in America. Like, there's a lot of Black leaders that compare Birth of a Nation to Mein Kampf, which is like what's the name of that damn thing? The manifesto that Hitler made before he did what he did with the Jewish people, right? As a Black person, right? Now, if someone, let's say a white person watched that movie, it'd be hard for them to say it's not racist. But let's just say a white person watched that movie and said, I don't know how this is racist. If I looked at it and said it was venomously racist, right? And let's say Luka Doncic decided to share that link to that movie. Not saying he would, I don't think. And Luka's not that type of dude. But like, let's say he did, right? We're just speaking of hypotheticals. If you know what I know about that movie, if you went and watched that movie, if you went and researched that movie, you would be pissed. Regardless of if Luka said anything about it, if he co-signed it, none of that. If he just shared the link to that movie, you'd be hot as a Black individual, because you know what that movie means. Right? Now, the fact that Kyrie shares something, it doesn't matter whether you think it's truthful. It doesn't matter whether you think it's whatever. The fact that Kyrie shares something that an entire community deems as disrespectful to them, right? You have to be empathetic to those people, bro. And listen, I understand, and it's hard for people to feel empathetic for Jewish people, I know now, because of like the money that they have and all that. But let's be real, bro. Every group of people on this earth has gone through a lot of things, and we've all suffered a lot. But that does not give us a right to be like, oh, mine's worse than yours. You can't. No, bro. That's not it. Me being pro-Black just means that I want us to have the same opportunities and afforded the same lifestyle that other people in America have, because this is a first world country. That doesn't mean that fuck Jewish people. That doesn't mean fuck Italians. That doesn't mean fuck white people as a whole. That does not mean that at all. It never has. I don't know where this idea came from, but that's not what that means. All that means is that I want better for my people who look like me. That's what that means. So if Kyrie Irving shared a link, right, and people from that community felt offended, I'm going to get into why I don't like Kyrie, because I feel like that would be something I should talk about. But if Kyrie was smart, right, if he didn't mean that with the offense, with the intent of offending Jewish people, right, he could have just said, hey, I'm sharing this for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess it was to help Kanye. What, I don't know what the fuck he did it for. He didn't speak about it. And this is part of the reason why I don't like Kyrie, because he does shit and doesn't articulate himself about it, which aggravates the fuck out of me. Anyhow, he shared it and didn't say anything. The NBA, who he works for, I want to emphasize that too. That's another thing that bugs me the fuck out about this whole... He works for somebody. The NBA does not owe Kyrie Irving a spot in the NBA. Let me repeat that one more time for the masses. The NBA does not owe Kyrie Irving a spot in the NBA. Fuck, I'm going to say it one more time. Y'all niggas is slow. The NBA does not owe Kyrie Irving a spot in the NBA. They don't owe him shit. They don't owe him a goddamn thing. The NBA was there before him. They will be there after him. Now, do I think they're excessive with some of the shit they're doing? Yes. All that whole little 6 bullet point thing that they released from the Nets, that's overkill. They just disrespect him at this point. But if you're a business, right, let's say you worked for, I don't know, Death Row. I'm gonna throw a fucking. Let's say you work for Death Row, right? Let's say Suge Knight had a really close business relationship with Walmart. I'm just throwing out shit out there. But yeah. Just follow on me. Let's say he had a good relationship with Walmart. Let's say you shared a link to an article that called Walmart the worst thing on earth, right? Just this conniving, parasitic business that does this and whatever. Let's say you shared that link, but you work for Suge Knight. Suge Knight is going to make an example out of you. You know why? Because he needs Walmart for his business, because they're partners. In theory, if this was a regular motherfucker, you would be like, I kind of understand, because you know why? I am not as important to Suge Knight as Walmart is, because Walmart is powerful. Now, the NBA probably has a lot of business ties with Jewish, not probably, they have a lot of business ties with Jewish people. That community felt disrespected. They're more important to their business relationships than Kyrie is. You got to understand, money rules the world. So, now again, they went overkill. They didn't have to do all the shit they did to Kyrie, but I knew they had to do something, because they can't. People talking about they should have left Kyrie alone and free Kyrie. Kyrie's not enslaved. He works for them, bro. And I'm going to get on a couple things in this video, but let me go in order. But he works for them. So it only makes sense for them to keep their business as profitable as it is, because understand this, that the NBA is not the most profitable. Like, the NFL can go through some shit, well, they have gone through a lot of shit, and they still going to be on top because they're ahead of sports by a lot. Like, they're even ahead of soccer, which is an international sport, and American football is almost solely American. So they don't have, the NBA doesn't have the power that people think it has. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. They're trying to get there. So it'll make sense for them to, one, tell Kyrie to chill the fuck out, because he's disrespecting their business partners, and two, because you cannot, again, I don't, if Kyrie, if his intent wasn't to be disrespectful to Jewish people, he should have said that. But because he didn't, because he never articulates himself properly about anything, whenever he says some dumb shit, he now is basically accused of disrespecting a whole group of people. And listen, I know a lot of black people don't come on here. Oh, bro, you not for the... Listen, bro, I don't want to disrespect... I am pro-black. Pro-black does not mean anti-white. It does not mean anti-Jewish. It does not mean anti-Chinese. It does not mean anti-Russian or Albanian or whatever the fuck, anti-Muslim. None of that. It just means pro-black. It just means that I love my people. I love who I am. I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of my skin. I'm proud of all the people that came before me that made this world what it is today, and I just want better for us. That's what being pro-black means. It does not mean to disrespect others. So, if Kyrie disrespected those people, yes, he should apologize. If that's not his intent, he should have apologized for disrespecting them and said what his intent was. I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks about that, because you know what? At the end of the day, I'll give you a case in point. Every time Donald Trump says some out-of-pocket shit when he was a president and before he was a president, I felt the way about it. And every time a white person,
he's not racist. He's not racist. He meant that
motherfucker. He said what the fuck he said. I felt a way about that shit. And it even aggravated me more that people were so dismissive of how disrespectful that orange motherfucker was acting when he did what he did. So it'd be hypocritical as me as a man to sit there and say, oh, well, you know, that's not what Kyrie meant. Y'all ought to leave him alone because that's not your... No, bro, if you felt disrespected, speak out. And if Kyrie really meant what he meant, which I think he didn't. I think he just said shit to say it. I got to get into why I don't like Kyrie because it sounds like I'm just bashing him. I really don't like him. But anyhow, he would have said something. He would have explained himself. So no, I'm not co-signing no disrespect to Jewish people. None of that shit, bro. The pro-black does not mean being anti anything else. Y'all gotta get that shit out your fucking head. That's not what that is. Now, that being said, the main thing that's been bothering me about this whole Kyrie Irving thing is the disrespect to like the black analysts, the Stephen A. Smith, the Shannon Sharps, the who else did they? Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp. Oh, LeBron. Bro, let me. I'm gonna break this down to y'all, right? Because this is the one thing about the black community that aggravates the fuck out of me. And you know what's crazy is like part of the, like this whole channel is all about being successful and motivation, hustling. Let me tell y'all why this bothers me so much about what they're saying to these people. You see, the reason why the Jewish people have so many connections to the NBA, the reason why they have such power, the reason why you can say some shit about them and they'll make shit happen and get you canceled, the reason why they have that is because they work together. It's because they help each other. Because they built an empire. Now, LeBron James, Stephen A. Smith, and Shannon Sharp. All three people I've said have done a lot for the black community. From charities to all types of shit. They've done... LeBron James probably done more than all the other... anybody else combined. They've given back to the black community immensely. Now, in order for the black community to ever get to a point where we can combat this dumb shit that we go through, do you know what we need? Money. I'm gonna keep it a whole belt with you. And people go, no, money's not everything. Money's not this. Money's not that. Let me ask y'all something, bro. How oppressed are Chinese people? I know they had the little, you know, the yellow hate on that stuff. That was 1 year. It's not even 1 year. It was really like 6-7 months. They haven't been fucked with them since. You know why? Because Chinese people have money. How, you know, Middle Eastern people, it's a lot of disrespect and racism towards Middle Eastern people. How are people in Saudi Arabia doing? What about Dubai? How much old money things over there? You know what the common denominator between all of them? They made money. They went out and hustled. They helped each other. When somebody got on, they supported them, and that person that got on reached back to help. Now, LeBron James, Shannon Sharp, and all these other people, they're all reaching back to help with the money they made. To disrespect these dudes, this is why we'll never be successful. This right here. You think, now let me ask you this. Do you think every Jewish person that helped another Jew, they all agree with each other? Do you think they had the same political views, the same mentalities? Fuck no. We're individuals. That's what makes us different. Do you think they disrespected them to no avail because they didn't agree? No. That's not how that fucking works. I wouldn't even be, if LeBron James said, you know what? That's how y'all feel. Y'all won't call me cool. Fuck y'all. I ain't giving nothing else to y'all. The private school, all that shit. Fuck all y'all. I wouldn't even be mad about it because this is the dumb shit that we do. We turn our back on everyone who doesn't do what we want them to do. Because Calm down. Let me chill out. This shit, it bothers me, bro. The reason why it bothers me, I guess now I should get into why I don't like Kyrie Irving. When I look at Kyrie Irving, bro, I remember there was an old head. What was it? 5 years ago, I was working. This is when I first started working in the yard. And he said something to me that bothered the fuck out of me. He said, "You know what's wrong with your generation? Y'all are emotional and y'all don't work hard." No, he said, "Y'all are emotional and lazy." And I remember it bothered me so much because I was like, I'm not a man. I'm a hustler. I get out here. I grind. I put in hours and hours of work. I sacrifice. I make things. You know what I mean? I work hard. And it hurt. And it bothered me that he said that. But you know why it bothered me he said that? Because I knew it was true for my generation. And when I look at Kyrie Irving, when you look at how he's unprofessional in the fact that, oh, I just need me time. So he just disappears for like a month without telling any fucking body. Or he threatens to have surgery to miss a season for the detriment of his team because he's unhappy for whoever the fuck knows. Just the overly emotional, the lazy shit, you know, the basketball is not important, winning is not important, there's just the lack of work ethic. Everything about Kyrie Irving aggravates me because when I look at that, it's everything that people think that we are, but it's not because we hustlers, but we stand on business. That bothers the fuck out of me because every day that I'm out here working, being young, black, and in a Generation Z baby, I gotta live with that fucking, cause understand, Generation Z and millennials already have that little moniker under them that they're lazy and fucking spoiled and entitled. Being black, that's heightened because they already don't like you because you're black. So now I got all that shit, and then you got a motherfucker like Kyrie who's acting a fucking fool. Honestly, bro, if Kyrie Irving was a normal individual, let's say he was a plant worker who was really good at his job and just said, you know what, I need me time. I'm just going to take a month off. Do you know what happened if Kyrie Irving just said, I need a month off for personal health or whatever the fuck he said he was and didn't tell nobody? He'd be fired. For all intents and purposes, if Kyrie Irving was not the extremely talented individual that he was, he'd be homeless. That's why I never liked him. That bothers the fuck out of me because to not have that work ethic, to not have that sense of mental fortitude and act the way he does is just a bad example. Cause people see that, young kids see that shit and be like, I want to be like Kyrie. I needed me a month off of school. Semester? No. I'm gonna take me a month. No, but that's not how the world works. That's not how shit goes, fo. That's not how shit goes. So I just like that's the thing about it. And so when I look at like a LeBron James and all these people, I'm like, these are dudes who are good examples of that. Now I'm not saying Kyrie doesn't do anything, but like on a scale of like a LeBron James, no. This man's been in it longer, he's been doing more. It's just, and he's a good example of a hard working individual. So I can't, and the same with Shannon Sharp. It really bothers me, bro, because we sit there and we go so hard on black people. Kanye West is a hero right now. Kanye West is a hero right now. We forgot all the bad he's done. You know why? Because he goes against the system. Because to us, the system is this thing that's keeping us down. That's not what... Yeah, I get passionate about this, bro, because I really study history and I really am pro-black. But pro-black was never a victim-based movement, ever. It was never a thing that we're the victims, we're getting beat and we're oppressed and we're... No, they say, yo, we gonna change this bullshit or else. Or else we're gonna boycott. Or else we're gonna fuck shit up. Or else that's what... It was we were making things happen. This new shit, bro, this fucking new boo-hoo, I don't want to work 30, 40 out. Bro, people are co-signing Kyrie because he took a mental health thing. People were sharing that shit like, yeah, we need to start normalizing this. Motherfucker, you work 40 hours a week. Your fucking grandfather was putting 80 hours a week. And your lazy bitch ass is complaining about 40 fucking hours. Get the fuck out of my face, bro. That shit, Bro, y'all don't understand, bro. That shit is, I can't take it. Like, I can't take the laziness. I can't take the fucking self-loathing. I can't take it. I can't take it. Yes, there's a lot of fuck shit going on in this world, bro. There's a lot of bullshit. You know, Trump got on and these motherfuckers showed they ass and acted a fucking fool for 4 years. I understand. But bro, we have to have some type of self-accountability. Now listen, everything I'm saying, bro, like I said, they went overboard with what they did with Kyrie in a lot of ways, but I just don't understand it. I really don't get it. And like now we're riding so hard with Kyrie and I'm like, yo. You know what's so crazy? You know what's really wild about it too? That all these people I'm talking about, you know who was going the hardest against, you know, matter of fact, not who was, you know who goes hardest against athletes and rappers about being Illuminati and actors? Black people. Every black successful person is an Illuminati to us. There's no way you could have got successful off just working hard. No, you're an Illuminati. Every time someone dies, what is it? A sacrifice. No one goes hard against these motherfuckers than us. And now when they do something that we can relate to, oh, you got another outspoken motherfucker who can't explain himself and who's lazy. Lit. We rocking with him. No the fuck. I don't get it, bro. I really don't understand it. And listen, bro, like, I'm not even going, because at first, or before I made this podcast, I was like, maybe I got to really emphasize how pro-black I am. Man, fuck that. We not always going to agree on the same things. We not. That's just what it is. And you know what it is? We shouldn't have to. If every black person who disagrees with another has to explain his fucking self, has to go through leaps and bounds and fire and all shit just to be on the same page. As long as we are all doing things to embetter the black community, who the fuck cares? Malcolm X did not agree with everything that Marcus Garvey said. Marcus Garvey didn't agree with everything that Martin Luther King said. Martin Luther King didn't agree with everything that Huey P. Newton said. Or whoever, they all didn't agree on everything. But you know what they never did? They never bashed and threw people under the fucking bus. Because they understood that as long as you're doing something to help black people, then you're helping. So no, I ain't even finna get. I really was sitting here thinking like, yo, I gotta, you know, explain all the reasons why I love black people. And I'm like, man, fuck that. If you feel a way about it, you feel a way about it, bro. But I'm not gonna sit here and do that bullshit. At the end of the day, bro, like, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And if anyone feels a way about it, guess what? That motherfucker, he don't have to work in the NBA no more. So nah, bro. I'm just, you know, this is where I'm at with it. Like I like. Hey, it is what it is, bro. But I had to speak my piece on it. It was bothering me. Tenacious Rose is out now, man, on Amazon for $9.99, man. Go cop that. My first motivational book. I appreciate y'all for joining me. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. This is Reaper Training. Y'all be easy.